Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are we can ask Wick. We are joined right now on the Harbor One hotline by Wick Grosbeck, the co-owner of the Boston Celtics. Hey, Wick, how are you?
What's going on, Hillman? How are we doing?
I'm doing okay. I got a positive test on the virus, so I'm working from home, Wick.
Oh my God! Well, you're a positive guy in general, so this just goes with that persona. I hope you feel better.
Yeah, thank you. So we were just talking about this Kemba news, and not great news, I guess, that it'll be a while here as you start this next season before Kemba is ready to go. Is that something that that you guys had kind of been aware that may have been an issue?
Well, I think when you look at almost every veteran in the league who's, played hard for a bunch of years, there's going to be stuff, and I'm sure Wiggy can confirm this. There's stuff that shows up, or there's nagging aches and pains in the NBA or the NFL, and NFL's tougher, but NBA has its share of these things. And he started off really well, and then it kind of declined over the year. But the key is that a bunch of doctors looked at him, multiple people, and said no surgery. So when you say no surgery, knee but no surgery, this is just a rehab and a maintenance and some stem cells or whatever, but this isn't surgery. So there's a different category when you got to cut somebody. And so this is something that we'll work through, and we've got a bunch of people that can play point, including Marcus Smart, but we added Jeff Teague, obviously, and then the rookie. So I think we're going to just we'll have him back probably in January.
I wanted to ask if you could take us kind of through Gordon Hayward and what ended up happening there, and are you happy with what Danny ended up getting? I mean, I know we were kind of all speculating about whether Gordon was going to end up with when it came to that option, whether sticking around, whether that was not of interest to him. So I'm curious kind of what you can tell us about that.
Well, I don't do a lot of talking about players' contracts by choice over 18 years. It's just not, it's something that's best kept sort of in the family, I think. But in general, Gordon came and had a bunch of bad luck, and he fought through it. I got to give him credit for a lot of things, but including rehabbing every day, being in the gym at 6 a.m. every day, that kind of thing, literally 6 a.m. And so Gordon gave everything he had to us, and he meant a lot. And if he had been with us straight through last season and not, which was just about like a month ago, but if he had been able to stay on the court through the playoffs, we feel like we would have played better. So he's meant a lot to us. And he ended up in free agency getting an offer that we just, that was just an offer that indicated that he was going to be basically the best player somewhere. Or one of them, and he was definitely one of our best, but it's sort of like the NFL. You've got your slots, and we ended up getting much more flexibility going forward, and building around Jason and Jalen going forward means building younger.
Well, Wick, that's one of the things you talked about is just, building around Jason Tatum. You give him the 5-year max extension deal. Talk a little bit about what the expectations are for Jason Tatum. Obviously, he looks like he's headed into the category of being one of the, top 10 players in the NBA. What are just some of your expectations for him here moving forward with this organization?
I mean, I haven't thought about it that way. My expectations for him, but I think his, but I hear your question. I'll try to answer it. But I think his expectations and hopes and aspirations for himself and for his team are exactly what we want to see. He wants to be an all-time great, and he wants to be a Celtic who was on a championship team or a bunch of them. And he, and that's a team concept for him. And he is a team player. He's individually very skilled, but Jalen loves playing with him, and Marcus loves playing with him, and Kemba loves playing with him, and they, you know, they there's a real bond around the team that, you know, don't want to overstate it, but we see some years that it's there and other years, you know, it isn't. I'm sure you've seen the same thing, and whatever. He's like a guy that he's a superstar in the making, I hope, and he is also a glue guy who is a teammate. And when you find that combination and a guy that wants to be in Boston, as he put it, his whole career, you know, some guys we get in here, like Kevin Garnett came in. And then I think at some one point he said, I'm always going to bleed green, you know, bury me in a Celtics uniform kind of thing. So some people can get it partway through their career, but he's so far we drafted him. And so far it's just gone so well. He's just such a good person and a good player.
So if you look at last year and how that team ended up, I guess specifically with regard to Miami, do you feel like what Danny has done in this short off season is enough to for this team to look at being able to advance farther next season?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we were a Final Four team, if you just want to put it that way, and felt like we had a pretty good fight with Miami and, you know, could have gone either way. Let's just leave it at that. Frustrated that we didn't go farther, but they beat us. But we're a Final Four team, and we've added, you know, Tristan Thompson and Jeff Teague and a couple of rookies who can really shoot, and we'll see if they can contribute. And we've brought everybody else back except Gordon, who will be missed. But we spent a bunch of Gordon's money actually on Tristan and Teague, or some of it, and then we have this trade exception. So, you know what? This is a team that we felt like we could have been in the finals last year. We weren't, but we were close. We could see it from where we were, and we didn't get there. We've been to three conference finals in, what, in 4 years? As our two best players are now, what, 23 years old, 22, 23? The last time we won, the only time that I've won, our key players were 33, 34. And our two best players now are 23 or whatever they are. And so we've got a run in front of us, and we are gearing up for trying to be competitive and highly competitive over the next X number of years. And we're excited about it. So that's how it stands.
Wick, it's Giving Tuesday, and we are all day today talking about the Jimmy Fund and Dana Farber, and you've always been a great supporter of the Jimmy Fund. What does the Jimmy Fund mean to you?
Well, I grew up with it, just like you did, and it's just part of life and part of making other people's lives you know, better, or trying to help save people, and it's just a natural fit for being in Boston. It feels great. And so at this point, I'd like to mention that what we did last year, Emilia and I actually out of our family foundation gave an amount, which we'd like to do again. I think it was 25,000. So that would be the number. And that's from us. And we'll do that. And then Steve Paliuka is going to come on later in the day at 6:30, I think, with Mutt, and is going to talk about the Celtics commitment, because Steve's the chairman of the Shamrock Foundation. So
awesome.
We're going to do that. And it just means a lot to be able to do this amount and do it every year and do it forever. And that's and we feel great about it, and we appreciate what everybody else is doing, including you guys, to support the Jimmy Fund.
Well, I know you've had the opportunity to be over at Dana-Farber many times, and it's just the work that they do is extraordinary. And you know, we've heard from lots of those who've been dealing with their cancer fight at Dana-Farber, and just the not only the treatment but the care and the concern that they get there is second to anywhere else. So
yeah, it's great.
you know, it's amazing what they do, and they do it every single day. So I did want to ask you also about whether or not you feel like there'll be an opportunity to, if you've heard anything or not, about having fans at any Celtics games this upcoming season. Have you, and any update on that?
Yeah, I'm trying to get into the games. I've got like a 6-day straight testing protocol to get into a game, for God's sake. But we're working closely and with appreciation and respect, we're working with the lieutenant governor and the governor's office and the mayor and the garden, and just having multiple meetings and trying to keep everybody safe, but trying to keep everybody basically employed as well. Just to balance it all out, you know. I mean, we're trying to do what's right and do what we can. And everybody around the table is looking hard at it. It's a scary time because of the surges, and you know, we all feel we're going to be much better off in a few months, hopefully, with the vaccines. But right this minute, it's December 1st, and we're sort of all still on a tightrope here. So we're going to see how it goes. We're planning for fans during the season. We're hoping and planning for, you know, 25%, 50% capacity, you know, in 2021 as soon as we can. But starting off, we expect we're just going to do a skeleton crew in there and just keep it very stripped down, keep it very minimal, and try to get the games played safely.
Well, you know, I'll have the immunity after I'm done with this. So if you want to invite me in, I mean, I could sit like 3 seats away from you or something like that.
I think you have a standing invitation at the minute. And by the way, I'm no longer, just since you didn't ask, I'm going to tell you anyway. I learned the bass over the summer, so because I had to do something during the pandemic, because the drums I've played for 50 years, so I'm a bass player now, as well as a drummer. So I'm the whole package. It's the whole rhythm.
Wow. See, that's it. You have to make yourself a key player at several different positions, and you've done it now. Not only can you play the drums, but also if they get a better drum, if the band gets a better drummer, then you can move right over to the bass. You're all set.
Listen, they're not getting rid of me. That's right.
Before you go this morning, and I really appreciate you taking the time to check in and join us here on Giving Tuesday. But I also wanted to get your thoughts on Tommy Hintz and kind of what Tommy meant to this organization.
Oh man, I was like all teared up when I talked about it that day on NBC Sports Boston. It is a devastating blow. He was one of a kind. We always say people are one of a kind, but then there was Tommy, and he's up there with like Red Auerbach and Bill Russell in terms of one of a kind, and they helped build this franchise. They were the greats. They were some of the greats. And Tommy, I mean, you know, he was rookie of the year. He was, he won 10 rings. And so many people these days just think of him as the just most hilarious homer broadcaster, you know, that, you know, they had to listen to, had to watch. You couldn't get enough of him. But he won 10 rings on the way, as a player and as a coach. And he's in the Hall of Fame 2 different ways, and he'll be in there hopefully as a broadcaster as well. So that's 3. I mean, he's the greatest guy you ever met. So he'll live forever. We've all agreed. Everybody who talks about it around the Celtics is like, he'll never be forgotten. Therefore, he's immortal as far as we're concerned. And that's how we feel about him.
And I would expect that there'll be lots of ways that he is honored during this upcoming season.
Yeah, and we haven't honestly planned it out. We have to talk with his family, and we have to we want to do that in front of fans, if, you know, what we do. And I will say that the folks over at the Celtics who are in charge of that kind of stuff, just in my opinion, personal opinion, do a great job. And so we'll do it upright for Tommy, but we want it to be not in front of empty seats. And so we're also planning a Kevin Garnett jersey retirement, you know, as soon as we can, on a happier note. But there are things that we have stacked up that we want to do and do right. And so we'll have to just make those plans when we have our beloved fans back in the building.
All right, Wick. Well, thanks for taking the time this morning. And thanks for all that you do, not only for the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber, but lots of different charitable organizations in the city. And it's great to talk to you. And hopefully we'll get to see you in person soon.
All right, well, right back at you. Feel better, and have a good holidays, everybody. Thanks.
Same to you, Wick.
All right. Same to you,
Thanks, Wick. All right. That is Wick Grosbeck, co-owner of the Boston Celtics, and we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.